Hey guys, it's me, your binge-worthy guru. I guess it's still the COVID edition because we are still locked down. The city has not opened up as quickly as we thought, and that might be a good thing, but I'm going to keep politics out of this. I know it's been a while since you all have heard from me, but I guess it doesn't make a difference because you might be listening to this out of sequence from the previous episode, so it doesn't matter how long I was away. But it's really hard when you're sheltering in place with other people and you have to find those quiet moments. The birds are still outside chirping and that kind of thing, so I have to kind of maximize the most quiet environment that I possibly can so you all can hear my voice tell you about the next show you should be binging. Before I get into this particular episode, I want to just explain what binging or wait. That's right. What is a binge-worthy show? It's one of those shows, or why I'm here, I should say. It's one of those situations where you found the show, you had no intention in sitting for 8+ hours straight watching a show. And the next thing you know, your kids have been crying the entire day, but they probably weren't because they're probably playing video games, but you should be teaching them since they can't go to school. And now you're worried because you've binged the show for an entire day. Johnny still can't spell. And you're wondering if you're a horrible mother or father because you chose to watch an entire series that may or may not have another season. And you catch what's called post-binge depression, where you are like you've poured your heart into the show. You know all the characters' names by heart, but for whatever reason, you're going to have to wait another year unless the show is canceled. And I have a few of those that I'm still pissed off about. And you go through a depression. So I'm in here to tell you what's the next best show you should watch, or at this point, not watch, because there's so many options out there. Then watching. I don't know why I watched. I think I tend to gravitate towards like supernatural shows or like fantasy or medieval shows and that kind of thing. So when I saw the previews, I was like, well, I'm working from home right now. I'll just go ahead and play it in the background. That show is called Warrior Nun. Now, if you've been following my podcast for, oh, it's on Netflix, by the way. If you've been following my podcast for since the beginning, then you'll kind of see a pattern with some of the shows that I have been suggesting. And I might need to broaden the other shows that I'm watching so it does not appear that I just have one specific type go-to show that I'm going to. I'm saying that because Warrior Nun is, again, like elite. And I think another show that I mentioned where you can tell it was made in a different country. Again, I'm thinking Spain or a Latin, a Portuguese or a Spanish speaking country. And then Netflix takes it over and they just put the English subtitles over it. And it still sounds like they're speaking English. So you're not distracted by the whole back in the day Kung Fu movies where, you know, they're dubbing the English over it. And it's obviously that's not what they're saying. But you just can tell that this show was set in a different country other than the United States. This is the first time where I've done a podcast on a show that's binge-worthy where I'm not going to give a 100% recommendation to watch the show. I'm doing another episode where I will mention a show that I watched the following day while I binged that I thought was way better than this show. And they both had elements of supernatural kind of witchy stuff. With Warrior Nun, it was okay. The season finale was a little lackluster for me, and I just was expecting it to be a bit more than what it was. The premise of the show is it's this young girl, and women, you all are winning at life right now because it's like so many shows now have a strong female lead or a just led by a female regardless. And I'm seeing a lot of shows that are coming out where it's a strong female lead. So this is no exception. Whereas a strong female lead where she's this young girl, she end up being, she received, I guess you want to call it a gift. And it's this little scar on her back that has this magical powers that kind of makes her relatively invincible. I don't think I'm giving anything away by saying this, but they call that the halo. So it goes back to angels having a halo and them taking their halo off and giving it to a person, putting that the powers of that halo in a person. So this girl has no clue who she is, and she receives this power, and she doesn't understand how it works. There's this underground thing where it's these nuns, but they're not really the traditional nuns that you see like in Sister Act or with the like the I don't even know what you call it, what they wear, but you got the visual when I said it. It's not that type. These are like badass fighting martial arts nuns that have been tasked with fighting demons. And there are different demons out there. There are the demons that can possess someone. There's demons that will just completely kill you. They find out that this girl has the halo, and there's certain people in the, I want to say coven, but it's not the coven, or convent. I shouldn't say coven. Coven is for witches. Convent. I'm sorry. That felt like they should have gotten the halo. So apparently there takes a lot of preparation and work to get the halo. And then this girl, who no one knows, got it. And there's people who are a little bit salty about that situation. So you have that issue that's happening. Then you have this main demon that is trying to get this girl because that demon is attracted to the halo and she doesn't know why. So you have one half of it where they're trying to get her to stay in their sanctuary so they can train her to use her powers properly and also protect her from the demon. But she met this guy. It's always a guy or a girl or both, where the way I looked at it, or the way I interpreted it, was that they're squatters. And they squat in these luxurious houses. And she was rescued by him in the first episode. She low-key has a crush on him. And he is teaching her, along with his friends, to be this normal girl. Like how to drink for the first time and have a good time and have fun and that kind of thing. So she wants to go back to that life. But she has this destiny to be this warrior nun. That's the main premise of the show. The majority of the episodes was just her resisting her powers, not only not knowing how to use them, but also not wanting to be in the sanctuary. She wants to be with her friends. It's one of those kind of teenage type but kind of shows where it has that kind of premise. The one thing that I did like about the show is it was a lot of action. So if you like to see women just, you know, going at it and fighting and karate and martial arts the same way you would see their male counterparts, you would like the show for this reason. This was one of those shows where I didn't give it my undivided attention. At no point in the show did I just kind of, I was doing something else. I was either texting or you know, doing some work on my computer and glancing up at parts where it got interesting. So it's one of those shows where I'm like, if you just want to binge a show, I'll give you a perfect example. If you're married or in a relationship and you and your partner like choose a show to watch together and you all just finished a show and you all have another show that you all want to watch, but you can't because that person is at work or not available. This is one of those filler shows where you'll kind of watch it to hold you over, but you're not going to be overly excited about it. At least for me, I'm speaking opinion. I'm speaking nothing but opinion. So it's one of those shows for me where I'm not saying it's bad. It was good enough for me to mention it, but it was not one of those shows where I'm like, I cannot wait until season two comes out. I did not have post-binge depression. Say that five times fast. I did not have that with this show. It's one of those things like, oh, okay, when I get the announcement that season two came out, if it comes out, I'll definitely watch. But I'm not going through that phase where I'm like, darn, why couldn't there be another season? Oh, I wish they would hurry up and come up with another season. It wasn't one of those shows for me. It wasn't the acting. It wasn't anything about the acting or the writing. It was a bit lackluster. There, it was like, I want something bigger. You know, show me the main demon at the end and why he needs to be defeated. There was a betrayal of some sort at the end, but it wasn't anything that had me like, wow, what happens now? And none of the episodes really did that. So that's why for me, it was something to watch, but it just didn't entertain me because I didn't have a reason to root for the main warrior nun. There was just nothing in there that had me like, oh my gosh, I want this girl to win, because they kind of wrote her as a brat. By the time, you know, you get to a point where you change your ways and that kind of thing, sometimes it's too late as a viewer. So that's kind of how I received it. I respected her and I understood her journey, but it wasn't insurmountable to a point where I was like, oh my God, I really want her to win. So I think that's something that has less to do with the acting, but more to do with the directing and the writing and the plot, as far as structuring the show. So yes, this is the first time, I think, where I'm going to say, if you want to watch the show, know what you're getting into. If you don't want to watch it based on what I'm saying, I would understand. Normally, I'm saying, yo, watch it, watch it, watch it, watch it, watch it. This is an episode where I could have took it or left it. And I know they say take it or leave it, but I had, for me, I guess that makes sense, took it or leave it. Anyway, you get my point. So I don't regret watching it. It's just, eh. So anyway, that show, again, is called Warrior Nun. It is on Netflix, and I think each episode is about 45 to 50 minutes per episode, and I believe it was either 8 or 10 episodes. It was, again, supernatural, demon-y type stuff, but you don't see demons in every episode, so it wasn't, like, that intense. Not many comedic elements in it, a few. But if you like those coming of age stories where someone comes is at the bottom and they're given or tasked like Spider-Man, where, you know, you're just this regular person and now you have this great gift or strength that was given to you unexpectedly, and you want to see the journey of how that person handles that gift and those moments where they don't want it and they run away from it and that kind of thing. This is that type of show if you like that kind of stuff. So I'm cutting it short, because I think I'm going to start hearing noises in my spot, and I want you all to have a nice professional studio experience of Binge-Worthy Guru. So I'm going to take it out right here. So again, I'm Ian, Caleb, your Binge-Worthy Guru. You know what I always say. You know what I always say, unless you're listening to this for the first time. And for those people, howdy and happy binging.